from Vegas.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Spank Wagon Radio begins now. So you're just going to set everything up right now. I mean, you're already running late. What the hell took you so long? What's wrong with your mic? Hold on, we got to fix Claude's mic. Let's try this. Try that.
How's that?
Much better. Much better.
Apparently someone keeps fucking up mics around here.
No, they keep thinking that port 2 is dead, and yet we used it last week and it sounded really damn good.
Ah, I see. So how are you doing?
I'm a little stressed. I mean, you know, it was like 10 till. No, it was 10 till before you actually pulled into the parking lot here at the beautiful LV Rock studio.
Well, you know, like I say, I was late.
What? What can I say? I was late. Well, yeah, that is true.
What am I going to do? I can't tell a joke every time I'm late, dude.
What? No, really?
You know, a funny thing
knock,
happened.
Knock, knock! A funny knock, thing knock. Happened. I forgot to plan for traffic. Excuse me while I sound a little bit bitter here, dude, but yeah, I'm a little bit bitter here. What the fuck?
You are bitter. I don't think that's healthy.
Why don't we hook this up in a little bit?
I'm just getting stuff out right now.
Oh, okay.
I think you are a little bitter. I don't think that's good for you.
What? You don't think my bitterness is good for me?
I don't think it's good at all.
Great.
I think it's bad.
Really?
Really. I really do.
Makes you say that.
Well, I just think you're very good. You're going to become a bitter person, man. Granted,
become? If you're calling me bitter now, haven't I already gotten that to that point?
Okay. Right now, you're just angst-ridden. You know, kind of like, you know, you're hanging out at Hot Topic buying, like, Linkin Park shirts. Kind of angst-ridden.
I see.
Your bitterness will come later. Later
I'm angst-ridden. You put me in a Hot Topic and call me angst-ridden with everybody else who wants to pretend they're angst-ridden.
In all honesty, if you want to know the truth,
please.
You, right now, if you were a teenager and you had this level of angst, I think you would work at Hot Topic. And not for the reasons you think.
I had this level of angst, and I worked at a goddamn restaurant. Boy, did I fuck that one up.
I'm telling you right now, you would be the kind of guy that would work at some place like at Hot Topic.
Right.
Not because you fit anything or because you would know. For one reason. You would want to fucking belittle the posers that come in there. That is totally, totally you.
Okay, all right. Maybe. That would be kind of me, wouldn't it, though? I mean,
kinda
I would. I would. You got that big adapter?
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, we're going to put this in the bag. We're still setting shit up here. Actually, someone in the chat room just knows, hey, they went back to the old studio setup. Yeah, well, we didn't choose to go to the new studio setup, although we have to point everything out today right now before we even jump into this show. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio only at Spank Wagon. Damn, you
that are listening to Spank Wagon Radio, only available at spankwagon.net. Now, does that not sound a lot more better?
That sounds way better. You want to plug it in?
I am far more proud.
And remember, we're borrowing their stereo plug. Well, I won't say that. I'd worry if it, like, zapped and threw sparks out or something. Oh, what the hell?
Surprise me.
Anyhow, let's see. What else? You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio only at spankwagon.net. He's Claude Balls.
This is Trencher.
The angst one.
Everybody meet Angry Trench.
Yay. Everybody load up your chat rooms now, because we're not going to yell at this again when it comes time for Mad Props. By the way, something here in the studio I'll have to
What's
point
that?
Out a little bit.
What's
in
that?
A little bit.
In a little bit. Okay. Well, you've gotten me interested.
Yeah. Everybody load up your cams and chats, because we now have Stan, the oh shit guy.
Stan the oh shit guy.
Stan the oh shit guy. I like it. I found that, and I'm like, ooh! Yes, I do
like
that sort of weird Disney gay thing.
Wow, it looks like...
You said it was a Reagan lookalike.
Dude, it looks like one of the rejects from Reagan's Glossies. You know, when you go in to do the photo shoot?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Here we go again.
Have you ever seen when they have to choose the photos afterwards?
Yeah.
Dude, I still have, I think, about maybe 150 glossies from my father.
I believe it. And they just throw them all out and grab which one grabs them the best, you know?
Yeah, of course, my dad never got much success, and I think...
Yeah, he was in a music video in Europe.
Yeah.
In Europe!
In Europe.
Didn't even get here! I swear I've seen it here, though.
He picked his photo. He did, and I thought it was a huge mistake. Because he tried to play the cowboy thing, you know?
Uh-huh.
Squinting eyes. Wearing just like one of those regular old men shirt from Kmart with like a pack of Marlboros and his eyeglasses in there. Like, that's not very cowboy. It looked fucking goofy, dude.
It looks like anybody hanging out at a 7 fucking 11, basically, is what you're saying.
Jesus Christ, it did it.
Yeah, that's nice. So anyhow, if you're listening to Spankwagon, get your asses in the cam and chat room there. You can see our funny asses, and hey, you can also talk to us too, because it's all about the listener, really.
Indeed. We also have a phone number here, toll-free, 1-866-LV-ROCKS, or if you're here in Las Vegas locally, it's going to be 383-8120.
There you go. So there you have the phone numbers, and anytime you feel like calling and interrupting us or just chatting and bullshitting,
yeah,
give us a fucking call. We don't care. It's all good. Yeah.
Did you watch the presidential vice president debates?
No, but I have a funny feeling the presidential debates are going to kill us tonight. They're going on right now.
Oh, shit!
That's why I'm not expecting a lot of listeners.
Oh, fucking A, dude. I like had hopes for this huge show. But
I'm honest, man. It's in the archive. You know?
Let me tell you something right now, dude.
What?
Watching the presidential debate, I'm telling you right now, really, actually, contrary to popular belief, influenced my vote.
To not vote, or let me guess,
to vote.
None of the above.
No, I think I'm going to vote for Kerry Edwards.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, what swayed you? Because you weren't even going that far last week.
Well, I was watching Dick Cheney, number one. We'll talk about Dick's little internet faux pas after the show.
Okay.
Or not after the show, after this.
Okay.
But one of the big Dick Cheney things was when he was asked to explain his Halliburton thing when he was challenged. Cheney said, well, it's going to take me more than 30 seconds. Can I go longer? And the woman had to tell him no. Cheney kept all the time. He just had this very, I always get my way, what the hell are you talking about kind of attitude.
Ooh, that's never a good thing.
Digging on that. Edwards to me looks like, he looks like a straight preacher, man. He looks
like John Ritter.
Dude, no, he doesn't
look
like Ritter.
If John Ritter entered politics, that'd be it.
Dude, I am telling you right now. Fucking Edwards looks like some sort of UHF low-budget televangelist.
Amen!
Dude, I'm serious. Especially with that fucking goofy grin. Not that I'm really all for a trial lawyer helping head up, you know, lawyer reform.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just with Cheney right there, he was just really... In all honesty, he really kept his cool. He was somebody there right there that, for the most part, I'd say at least 90% of the time, he was ready with an answer for this or for that and everything else,
right.
And it was pretty good.
Good.
Now, did you hear about Cheney's fuck-up, though?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I mean, I've been working all week these debates, and I worked last week's debates, too.
Well, this is really interesting. Everybody's going to love this. Cheney was challenged on his record with Halliburton. And Halliburton and their no-bid contract.
Yeah.
Well, what happened was Cheney, not being the internet-savvy gent that he is, said you can find out all the information at factcheck.com.
Oh, shit.
The problem is the website that he meant to say was factcheck.org.
What's factcheck.com?
It was a domain that was being squatted on by somebody down in the Cayman Islands.
Ha, 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 ha.
So they were pissed, and these are anti-Cheney people, anti-Bush. So what's that? You know, it's that one, like, you know, he's like one of the most powerful people in the world, and he's already said he's willing to fuck up the world economy to get Bush unelected. You know who I'm talking about? You've heard about that guy, right?
God, there's a few of my things.
Yeah, but there's one in particular. He has his whole...
What, the guy who runs Virgin Airlines? I thought
not him. Okay. Somebody else.
All right.
So, a little bit more obscure.
Oh, well, shit, everybody should know him then.
Yeah. Anyhow, what happened was he has his whole anti-Bush website up with a whole bunch of other shit.
Okay.
So people down in the Cayman Islands, they did their DNS records. They modified them to point to his website.
Oh, that's nice.
So Dick Cheney is talking pro-Bush and sends everybody to an anti-Bush website.
That's intelligent.
I mean, isn't that great?
That's pure fucking intelligence right there. Oh, my God, I like that. So what was that? Was that factcheck.com?
Factcheck.com.
F-A-C-T.
That's right. Factcheck.com.
Not FactCheck. That's another site altogether.
Yeah. But factcheck.org is if you're a pro-Bush person, you want to learn the facts from Bush.
That's nice. You know, you have those two. Only thing difference is a goddamn domain. And
that's
what is the common mistake? Everybody surfs the internet to go to whatever.com. No
White
one goes on the internet.
Com. You know, nobody goes to whitehouse.gov or org or whatever.
Exactly. They're going to go to .com. And that's fucking brilliant, dude.
Yeah. It was a complete fuck up on Cheney's part. But yeah, after seeing that right there, and especially too after reading a lot of stuff as well, you know, online about Bush and I'm also right now in my very anti-government anarchy mood right now.
I've
been surfing
really
the internet today, reading up a lot on Illuminati conspiracy theories.
You were mentioning something about
and
that
listening
the show.
To KMFDM all day.
Let me guess. So, symbols.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listening to Megalomaniac and
Megalomaniacal.
Megalomaniacal. I'm sorry.
As I fuck with my mic
and anarchy. Thank you. As they enter the jungle, they could hear the beats of the tribal drums. See, we could work that out.
Shit, that almost sounds like a fucking Indian casino I'm pulling up onto. Never mind. The boom mic right down into your heart.
That's right.
You know. Anywho.
But yeah, very, very interesting.
As far as the
vice presidential esque debate.
Vice presidential. God damn, it's a contender. Vice presidential-esque. It's sort of a debate. It was more like a sit down and let me tell you about my side instead of telling you the answers to your questions. But
yeah.
Anyhow.
Colm says KMFDM rules. I'm going to agree with that.
I won't argue with that.
I'm going to throw some KMFDM
Lord knows,
in.
You stole my fucking CD.
Yeah, I did. And I'm proud of it, dude.
Actually, a little bit here later, we're going to do a...
I endorse that rip.
We're going to... Colm says KMFM is the drug against war. Yes, Colm. Yes.
Colm the first time I ever had exposure to KMFDM was that video.
Yep. KMFDM, you know, he must also have the World War III CD. I'm almost going to bet Colm has that. Nightville asks, when am I going to start mixing my own techno? You know, I'm not thinking I'm ever going to mix my own techno.
Yeah, you will.
I'm not talented enough.
You'll get a copy of GarageBand. you don't know you're a musician
until you
try.
Yeah, hit the button.
I did that with the press of a button.
Let's see. Topics and shit we want to cover today, or at least the first big topic that I want to dive right the fuck into. Doesn't that throw you off every time that monitor goes into power save?
Yeah.
That monitor here goes into power save, shuts itself down. It's like, did we lose network? Okay, no, we didn't.
Exactly. I got to look for a power source for my PowerBook here. Yeah, because we're a little low on battery power.
Yeah, we'll get to it. We'll find one. I mean, only 30,000 plugins around this whole place. We'll find one. What was I going to say? What are you doing? Are you looking for a power plug now? You just can't
There's
wait.
Nothing available.
You can't wait, can you?
No, I can't.
You can't accept the fact, one, you were late.
I can't accept that fact. I admitted
to
it.
And two, that you weren't prepared.
I admitted to
it.
And
what did I say? I said,
why are you changing
let's
the subject
worry about
right
this.
Here?
No, because it's fine. Let's worry about the laptop later. Jeez Louise.
You're not the one that's, I'm not the one, I'm never mind. You know what, it's too much. I don't even feel like trying to attempt to even enter into that argument.
I win by default. I like this. This is good.
Yeah, you're winning by the same fucking reason that, Germany took over France. I give up. All right, don't consider it
works
a huge victory.
Yeah, well, works for me. Okay, the biggest news that would affect us, and I mean you and
us,
I and...
You and I, the world today as we know it.
Howard Stern signed a $500 million deal.
That's $100 million a year.
Sirius Radio.
That's right. That's not just for him. That's for his show. His production.
Whole production.
Yeah, that covers production.
Holy
Sirius
shit.
Radio.
He's
going
to be moving over at the end of next year, so around late 2006 or early 2007.
They've already said, according to Sirius website, that he will start broadcasting in January 2006.
Damn.
That I've already checked on.
All right, so January 2006, Howard Stern is coming to the internet radio or the satellite radio. My question is, you know, it's one thing, so on and so forth about him and broadcasting, him going to radio satellite, and I know 9 Volt has a Sirius system and he has it in a semi. and he loves it. I know people that have either XM or Sirius, they love it.
Yeah, pretty much it's the only difference between XM and Sirius, if you want to know the truth, is the lineup. Clear Channel pulled out their investments in XM because it was hurting them.
Okay.
It was hurting XM.
See, now, one thing I was worried about is the fact that Clear Channel had some control over XM, because what's going to happen again?
They claim they've sold their stock and say they have nothing in there, but I'm still hearing a lot that there's a lot of censorship going on underneath.
Probably is.
Even if it's only in the name of time constraints.
See, now here's the funny thing. How can you have censorship when you have a show, a broadcast network, XM, that holds Opie and Anthony?
Like I say, you know.
Anywho. Stern signed the $500 million deal, which makes him the king of all media. Now moving on to satellite media.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to take, as you said, his entire broadcast show and move it over to the satellite radio. Of course, the obvious thing is everybody in Sirius first crapped their pants and then did a bunch of cartwheels around the water cooler because they realized their stock's going up.
But yeah.
Secondly, what do you think this is going to do to over-the-air conventional broadcast radio? Now, we absolutely insist, every one of you motherfuckers out there listening, call your ass in. Everybody has a say in this. 1-866-LB-ROCKS. All right, you first, Claude.
My opinion right there. Like I say, I sound like a weather forecaster. Actually, I'm going to waffle on this.
Huh?
One of two things. You'll either have radio collapse, which a lot of people are worried about.
Do you think, just because Howard Stern's gone, that radio's going to end?
Not end.
And what do you mean by collapse?
Financially, it'll become very unprofitable.
Okay. How so?
Well, the thing about it is, if everybody goes, if Stern goes to Sirius, first you're going to have your hardcore people that go to that are Howard Stern people. They're going to go to Sirius. Next up, you're going to have, and you know, this is me being completely blatantly honest with you.
Okay.
You're going to have people like me that are very neutral right now and are going to use that as an excuse to finalize our decision between XM and Sirius. Because he's the big name guy, he's the bad boy, the king of all media.
Right, the self-appointed king of all
right.
media.
And then after that, right there, because you have those two those two types of consumers right
mm-hmm.
there. You're going to have a lot of people that follow suit because you'll have so many people that have Sirius. They're going to stick with, oh well, my friend has Sirius and he likes it, so I'm just going to go Sirius.
Okay, makes sense.
And I really honestly think that's the reason it, number one, it's definitely going to kick XM's ass. The only advantage XM has over Sirius
mm-hmm.
is NASCAR. Have you gone to see Sirius lineup?
No, I mean, I really...
Dude, they have live NFL, NHL, okay. They got some baseball in there.
Well, they don't have NHL this
year.
Well,
yeah, not this year. I know. But, you know, like I say, there's a lot of things right there. You know, it's like, wow, that Sirius has that, in my opinion, right there. Especially if you look at their lineup, you know, with the left and right talk, and they have the old timey stuff. I mean, they rebroadcast old serials.
Oh, see, now that's awesome. I mean,
yeah,
that's respectable.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, I mean, let's look at the. I mean, sure, they have their own separate lineups
and
things of that nature.
As for what it'll do to the local markets, wow, that's going to do one or two things.
Do you think it's really going to kill? I mean, Infinity is probably crying their ass off.
Oh, yes.
You know, because they just lost Stern. But Infinity is a Viacom company. So
true.
Does that mean they're going to abandon Stern on E?
On E, I don't think so. They're still, you know, like I say, dude, just because you don't like the price of milk at one department, you know, one grocery store, does that mean you're going to give up, like, beef? No. They're still going to try to milk it for what they can.
Fair enough.
That's my opinion on that. Especially if he's going to do like a public appearance, they might want to try to tie in to sponsor that with E to be there, like when he goes to Hard Rock, etc.
Right.
But like I said, the big impact.
You think maybe that show could be covered by someone else then? Who is the parent owner of Sirius? Is there one?
I don't know. I'd have to look
you
up
know,
their profile.
And is there something where they actually have a connection in with maybe another another TV broadcasting?
It's possible. It's
very
possible. But like I say, the thing about it is, as far as Sirius goes, XM, I'm very. XM has ties to Clear Channel, and Clear Channel is basically a lapdog of the FCC, and the FCC already says that they want to regulate pay television.
Right, and so that
is really, even though they claim and they say, that has really turned me off to XM, so I was leaning towards Sirius already. Plus, I've never seen an XM unit, I've only dealt with Sirius, and another thing...
I think actually Ikari, one of our listeners, I think I've seen him with an XM.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Another reason for me that I'm going to get Sirius as well, if I don't know if I'm going to get an adapter to go into my car, because I have... Because I use a Kenwood unit right there.
Right.
I can get an adapter where I switch it between my CD changer.
Yeah, switch. You can add in the
XM. I can add in RF.
Like an RF.
Or left and right channels and stuff, so I don't need a modulator for my car. But at the same time, Kenwood makes Sirius units. Kenwood has what's called their mask face,
Okay.
That will fold out halfway, like, you know, like a my car stuck right there.
Mm-hmm.
So I have double the controls for an equalizer,
makes
and
sense.
It'll hide.
Okay.
So I also like the vendors that provide products for Sirius Theater.
Just kind of giving a little bit of opinion. Also, Claude, why don't you go ahead and type in the phone number in the chat room so they have it there. That way they know what it is. Virtual One actually points out, I have an iPod, all music, all the time. No commercials, no monthly fees, no reception problems. Yeah,
I have two iPods. And I'm still considering satellite radio. And the reason being is, with my iPod is absolutely great. I've actually taken to walking a lot more with my dog.
Mm-hmm.
And actually just getting out of the house. And iPod is a great tool for exercise.
Right.
It's also great, ask me, to take to work for your boredom during your lunches and breaks.
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm in my car right there, number one, there is no fucking universal adapter, okay? It's not like I can have like a Sirius compatible, like an iPod compatible unit where I can go ahead and dial everything into my head end, number one.
Right.
Number two, iPod is a lot more work than they actually advertise. And the reason is, number one, you don't use iTunes, do you?
Yes, I do, actually. I use iTunes on my laptop and my home computer, absolutely.
Sorry, let me rephrase that. You don't use iTunes to organize your music to the extent that I do.
No. I organize my... let's keep this more towards the point, but I organize all my music kind of off onto my own directories.
Right.
And just load into iTunes what I want to listen
exactly.
to.
Exactly.
I don't sort it out as much as you do.
Right.
You have that thing, so many different playlists and sort lists. It's
exactly.
ridiculous.
And the playlists you have to create so they can like port over to the iPod. To set up an iPod where your playlists, it's a lot of work. The iPod is great. Don't get me wrong. I love my iPods. I wouldn't give them up, and I think they're absolutely fucking great. Me personally, though, like I say, my iPod is primarily music and secondary hard drive storage, so I can transport it.
Now, as I was going to say, though, points this out, but there's something about, there's totally something about having a radio. You know, it's not music that you already own. It's music you may discover and will, ooh, cool.
Oh,
sure,
definitely.
You could download it, and you can download stuff,
definitely.
But there's a little more to it when you actually listen to someone else bring it to you. I mean, I'm assuming that's one of the reasons why people tune into our show.
I'll give you guys a great example of that right there. How about last week and the week before that, when we had a great variety of different music that Trench picked instead of me right there?
Yeah.
If I listen to my own music, it gets too stale. Number one, it's a laziness factor. Number two, it's a great variety to get someone else's different point of view. That's why you read a book rather than just constantly watch a movie. And like I say, discovering old music, wow. Was in a coworker's car who has a Sirius tuned to disco right there. Heard Vicky Sue Robinson. Far superior.
You have some music for us today, don't you?
Yeah, I got some music. We're going to play, like I said, I got some KMFDM.
Well, not just that, but you also were talking about some like other music you found or whatever.
Yes, so I got some fucking
great
music.
We'll get to that. But my point is, Howard Stern leaving, I don't think it's going to affect actual broadcast radio as much. People are still going to have to listen to broadcast radio because there are people out there like Vert who, you know, will buy all these wonderful toys but then bitch about subscription fees.
Yeah, but in all honesty,
at the same time,
I think this is going to seriously affect maybe positive, maybe negative. I think mostly it's going to be negative. I think it's going to be negative for us, Stern's moving over. The absolute dream would be, oh, my God, guys, what have we done? We lost a cash cow here.
Yeah.
An absolute cash cow. You know, oh, my God, what the fuck, man? We're going to lose revenue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not going to happen.
No, I think it's not going to happen like that.
I think what's going to happen is, you know, they might just go ahead and continue on with locking people down. And in that case...
Do you think that maybe that with this big move
people
that
will be
they
like,
will work... Well, hold on now. Let me ask you this question.
Okay.
Now, we know that the reason Stern moved was because he couldn't stand the ridiculousness of the FCC rules and regulations to where he couldn't even make a euphemism for any sort of sexual anything. Do you think this is going to help Howard's show when he goes to satellite and he's now unhooked, he's unhinged? Everything is available for him to say and do that he's been wanting to say and do for years on the air. Look at what we do. We have full access to say fuck, or your favorite word,
cock,
and we don't choose to do it all the time. Do you think Howard Stern is going to have like a month or a year worth of shows where it's just purely him, strippers, talking about it all, laying it all out, and then it's going to get old from there because he'll do everything he wanted?
Yes, most definitely. And like I say, there's another problem with that nobody's really thought about either. What's one thing that we've always done with our show? What do we do an hour into our show?
An hour into our show, we take a break.
Right. We coop, we plan out, we go for that.
Yeah.
Stern won't have that benefit anymore.
Yes, he will. Okay, look, one thing that I want to point out, Stern...
Okay.
Stern will be the broadcast advertiser, because what will happen is everybody will want to be acknowledged by Stern, and he will take... I'm guaranteeing he will take his super-ass-long 20-minute commercial breaks, and I'm guaranteeing he'll do that on XM as well, or Sirius as well. He will do that. I don't see him getting away from doing anything with advertising. He loves it too much. He makes too much money. It's his Nike, him being Michael Jordan.
And that's
he's going to be the
point.
First person to do it. He's going to I have this feeling he's going to bring down XM radio, or excuse me,
Sirius.
Satellite radio. We'll just generic it.
Really?
I think he'll bring satellite radio down a notch, because he will begin to start doing more advertising. The advertisers then will say, we want more of this pie, and they're really going to dive into it.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Plus, who knows, if Stern, I don't know what his contract would be against plugs and advertising, too.
Because, we don't know.
Sirius is advertised, satellite radio is advertised as commercial free, no interruptions,
But
and if he starts throwing them on.
Hey, who knows, maybe he's getting his broadcast time, they're getting what they want. They may go, we were only making that up for everyone else. Okay, bye.
Yeah.
For the shows that only do music, who don't really have a real DJ, who are Clear Channel in the respect of it's all pre-programmed and not live fucking people. But that's my opinion. That's the Howard Stern going over to satellite. I'd be curious. Yeah. I'd be real curious how it's going to work out. We'll see.
Yeah.
If you want to listen now how it kind of works out, Opie and Anthony, I think they're on XM now. I don't know where or when, but
I
know they're there, and they just started their broadcast up last week. So.
That's what I hear. Like I say, I think Sirius is really going to come out ahead of XM on that.
XM has
a cooler name.
XM has a cooler name, but XM is also the Kleenex of the brand. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
XM has that thing going for them where everybody, look what I just did almost. I was going XM Radio, XM Radio. Well, Sirius, it's another brand. It's not all XM, but XM is the Kleenex. All right, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Only available at spankwagon.net, and that, my friend, is on the internet, in case you didn't know.
Well, obviously you did. Remember, if you're listening to us and we see that you are, get your fanny perpendicular over to the chat room and join in for the conversation. Everybody in the chat room just realized mother-in-law from the Nick is my mother-in-law, who actually really enjoys the Cam and the show.
And stole the chat room, too,
and
talking about
totally that. Hijacked the chat room. Awesome. Awesome stuff. It's almost a family. Actually, my mother-in-law is going to be out here this week.
Why is that?
This coming week. I don't know. I think she wants to spend more time with my wife.
Damn, your family's out here a lot.
Her family. My family barely comes out here. Half of them are dead. That's one reason. The second
Most
half,
of mine are dead.
Yeah, so, but her family's out here all the fucking time. They like it out here. It's like, but they won't move out here. They won't come out here during the summer because it's too fucking hot. So, yeah. Let's see.
I can just picture your mother-in-law going, it's
fucking hot in here. It's going to be hot in the studio tonight.
Yeah.
It's really fucking hot in the studio.
I came in like the air conditioning is like...
You killed the air conditioning.
Shut down.
Stan, the oh shit man, says... You
oh my God, your mother-in-law is listening, because I said she stole the chat room and she apologized. So you are under scrutiny.
Oh, I'm always under scrutiny.
The in-laws.
The in-laws are keeping their eyes on me.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I was really worried, we can bounce her off the cast and the chat, too. I'm not too worried.
Ah, shit, yeah.
I'm not that much of an asshole.
There you go. Just be selective with the fucking ratings. We don't want that demographic.
And we don't want the parenting demographic.
Thank
we
you,
say
General
words
Motors.
Like. We say words like.
We say words like persnippety and segue and.
Cock! Oh, my God. And you're, peeking out every time. You're like, cock! And the light goes red. See, that red light's bad when it's there. Anywho.
Red light! Hey, you're right.
Jesus.
It does come on.
Thank you, asshole.
I never paid attention before to see the red light come on. It's kind of neat.
Amazing.
Man.
You and technology, you're finding each other for the first time.
Wow. It's like in those old...
Now.
No, I won't. I'm not going to do it on purpose, dude.
On purpose.
Yeah. Hey, it's called small print. Anyhow... It's like in those old Looney Tunes cartoons, on the shit, like the stereotypical, 1940s depression, or war effort types carnivals,
type carnival?
You know what I mean?
Dig, yay, boom! What the fuck?
Yeah, you know
what
they think?
What the hell's a war type carnival?
In the era of the 1940s.
No.
It was the war era, man.
Hey, let's take taffy and stretch it further, kids. All right. Dickhead. All right. Keep going.
I'm sorry. I thought you had to continue.
No, I was doing fine.
Anyhow, enough about you. All about me. What I was saying is it reminds me of like those...
Look at the Nick.
Wow, it's Whitey.
It's Whitey!
Dude.
If that's the Whitey we know, I'll be amazed. Anywho, keep going.
Yeah, we miss a good friend of ours. Anyhow, what I was going to say is this right here. As far as like that goes right there, like with the red light, mm-hmm. it reminds me of those little cartoons. You know, you take the giant sledgehammer, you like hit the teeter-totter, and the metal thing would go up and hit the bell.
Oh, yeah. So ding, ding. He, Whitey, says, wait till they start monitoring internet music. Fuck that. They already do. We're always being watched. Everything. The
big
government wants
watching.
To regulate everything. Hence why Claude's music choice today. Mm.
Big Brother is watching.
Speaking of.
Does he count for ratings?
I hope so. If he's watching, he better be enjoying. And, you know, that's the problem. You wonder how many of them watch and really enjoy, like, the whatever they're watching, but have to go, damn it, I have to... fucking knock this down. I gotta... Or do you think they hire people that actually sit there and absolutely hate everything that breathes, like a little butterfly lands on their shoulder and they try to kill it, you know?
I think they do both.
Okay.
I really honestly do. I think the people that are like want to kill the butterflies are the ones that are telling them that shit right there.
Okay.
And I think when somebody wants to get something shut down, they outsource to the butterfly killers.
The butterfly killers are going to get you.
Yeah. Does this offend you right here? Well.
Great. Listen to this hour of show. What?
Yeah.
Oh.
Dude.
Where all they say is Claude's favorite word.
Segway.
Parsnipity.
Remember, if I talk softer, that's a warning. I'm going to about to yell.
Nah, get back away from the goddamn mic.
I'm just kidding, though. No. The favorite word of the day is cock.
God.
Hey, man, that's, you know what? Cock is funnier than yelling. You're in the pipe.
Well, I gotta say, speaking of which,
you know what, dude? We should do that. We should have like a list of, you know, the, you know, like
smackisms.
Smackisms.
I
was just gonna say most commonly stupid phrases or words said on Spankwagon, but you want to do smackisms?
Smackisms would be pretty much the most commonly stupid.
So you just want to chase off everybody?
Fuck that. He's a good guy. We all know that. By the way, and I gotta give, we're using this for a segue since my last segue I didn't have time to get through.
Segue. Do you have a license for that segue?
No. Check it out. Smack this coming Wednesday will actually be here in the LV Rock Studios. Sadly, not for Spankwagon because we just haven't gotten around to inviting him yet.
We have.
Oh, have we?
I'm pretty sure we have.
I don't know. But he will be here, and we have to say this because Smack is the accidental co-host, the random co-host? What did we say
we were trying to work on that. Like, I think runner-up was the random co-host.
The random co-host. That was it. Smack being the random Spankwagon co-host that only shows up once in a blue fucking moon will actually be here, last I heard, Wednesday on the show Subject to Discussion. It's another LV Rock show. It's a political show. He'll be here talking about leftwingarmy.com, his wonderful website. So, yet again, another person with a blogging website. Everyone has a blogging website.
No, we don't have a blogging website.
We have a blogging website.
No, we don't have a blogging.
What do you call it?
We have an informational hub.
Ooh.
I like that.
Kudos to you.
Of course.
Virtual One says, permanent guest host? No, no, no. Random guest host.
Smack is our Joan Rivers, assuming she always called in sick to the Tonight Show. I know that doesn't make sense, but trust me, if you're a longtime listener of the show, you are laughing right now.
That didn't make good sense. Permanent guest host. The triple oxymoron that was Jay Leno. He's not really the permanent guest host. He was hired to do the job. And Conan O'Brien will take it over in a few more years.
Have you ever seen The Late Shift?
No. What's The Late Shift?
It's a movie about how Jay Leno...
Oh, yeah, yeah. That
great
one
film.
With Kathy Bates all yelling and screaming and acting like a bitch.
Yeah,
and a real
yeah.
lady wanted to sue. Yeah.
That ever since they made that announcement for Conan going to take over,
mm-hmm.
They've been playing that on HBO a lot.
Makes good sense.
Exactly. Anyhow, yeah, you were saying.
So, yeah, Smack is going to be on Wednesday night here in the LV Rock Studios at a show called Subject to Discussion. Of course, their edgy name. I love this. They needed to have an edgy name to fit in with
edgy.
The studios. What do they call themselves? STD. They are an infection.
Yeah.
Political talk is an infection.
And what do
think
they
about
follow?
That. Huh?
And what do they follow?
No, they're before. They precede Wild Women in Vegas. So you have Wild Women in Vegas and STDs. On the same night, broadcasting genius for the general manager.
That's great. That's honestly great, dude.
I know.
Up next is the Holocaust Memorial Hour, and after that, it's neo-Nazism. Yeah, two things, you know, saying they don't go together.
Great, like peanut butter and chocolate, right?
Yes.
But they go great together. I don't know.
Peanut butter and chocolate. I don't know.
Peanut butter and chocolate.
Like on a sandwich?
Hey, you know, I'll try that. I'll make that up tonight.
You mean like that? What's that chocolate shit that they, you know, that spread?
I love Nutella. My Nutella. I love Nutella.
Nutella and peanut butter on bread.
Toe, I know. No, someone else was in there. Not Toe. Someone else in the chat room liked Nutella. They were going gaga.
Nine Volt says he hates Conan O'Brien.
Well, Nine Volt, Conan O'Brien hates you.
Of course, this is from the same man that previously said, "Damn it, I just realized I have grape jelly in my beard." Now, what worries me is, number one...
Wow, what a shit kicker!
Okay, number one, how long has it been there? Number two, once you discovered it, did you eat it?
Ah! How did you get it? Ah!
Oh, man, grape jelly, that's been there since Albuquerque.
And the problem is, he's in New York! Do your geography, kid. You'll figure this out in a minute. All right.
He's in New York, even though he says 9 Volt Denver.
Jazad said he loves Nutella. So, Jazad, go make yourself a Nutella and peanut butter sandwich right now.
And give us the results.
Give
call
us a
in.
Call, 81-866-LVROCKS. Tell us what it tastes like. Peanut butter and Nutella...
Sandwich.
Sandwich, 1-866-LVROCKS.
Come or on, if you're local, 383-8120. Call now.
All right. You want to do a segment change?
We can do a segment change.
Want to do a segment change?
Yeah.
I want to do something we haven't done in a while.
What's that?
A Trencher music review. Oh, you don't need the music. I already got it up here.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And like I said, I didn't know when you were going to show. I was preparing for a show, not show.
No, dude. I'm going to show up, dude.
And make the mic noise.
This
again.
Is my lifeblood, man. I'm going to make this
get
a career one day.
Stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
Jazad says he shall do that at the next break. All right. Well, you may actually get a chance sooner than later. Because what we're going to do right now is we're going to do... Not one, but two music reviews this week, or this month, or quarter.
This show.
Hey, thank you for that. Good, well-deserved save. The first one I actually want to talk about, you know, everybody who knows me, who's listened, knows I love myself some techno.
That's true.
So I went out and got myself a new CD. If you wouldn't mind holding it in front of that camera, since you're going to be up anyway and plugging shit in. Hold that one up. You don't have to hold it. Nice. Thank God for lids. Okay, that is Prodigy. The Prodigy. It's always outnumbered, never outgunned.
There we go.
It's an okay one. It's an actually okay CD. It's their first CD that they put out since around 96, 97. Thank you. Where they actually were doing Fat of the Land. Very techno, very instrumental in some cases, but I'll tell you what, to be completely honest, you can put it down now if you want.
You're posing.
Thank you. If you want to know something, though, it's a good CD, but it's not their greatest CD. You know, there's... I don't know. I just don't know how to say it. It almost sounds as if they really didn't take a break. This should have been the next logical progression 4 years ago. Like, it should never have been made this year. Like, they could have been better by now. But I do want to play at least one song from them while we allow Claude to hook up his equipment and get shit going on. Vokuris is now known as Raver Trench. Thank you, Vokuris, in the chat room. Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to actually play a song off of the Always Outnumbered, Never Outgunned. It's going to be their video release. It's going to be called Girls. I hope you all enjoy. You are listening to
Spankwagon Radio, only available at spankwagon.net.
See, now a lot of people in the chat room are already saying, this sucks. Yeah. The bass line's great, but this sucks.
Dude, it sounds like Volume 2 of Breaking 2, Electric Boogaloo.
You know, and that's one thing is this is the Prodigy, folks. You know, the good old The Prodigy, one of the people who, you know, forefathers of techno, and they really stunk this up.
Dude, play that again for me. Just a little back at it. That's right, guys. We need you all now to come down and help save our youth center before the evil white man develops it.
Jeez.
Now let's breakdance.
Yeah, okay. Now we all breakdance on the ceiling.
Exactly.
I got it.
That's what it sounds like, dude.
I don't know. You know, I mean, it was an okay CD. I got it, of course, at Big B's. And instead of buying the new one, which was $14, I bought the used one, which is a promo, and it was like $10. So I'm like, oh, okay, that works. It makes good sense. Don't spend a lot of money for CDs that could possibly suck. Let's see, there's another one, very not Prodigy. I mean, if anybody knows who the Prodigy is, you already are doing what
I'm doing.
Smack
My Bitch Up.
Yeah, Smack My Bitch Up.
A classic little ditty right now for all you lovers out there.
But they love the bass line. That's one thing at least they did right. Little bass lines and shit like this. And Togo's forefathers of techno. Yes, I would say forefathers of fucking techno. You know, they were some of the first, especially with Charlie out in 1991. So, Akari in Hell starts breakdancing uncontrollably. Give him a little more music.
Especially listen to this, dude. Man, that's a fat harpsichord, yo.
And the funny... Okay, yeah, hold on. Calm, I don't know. You just popped back in the chat room. You're saying you like the heavier Prodigy more than this techno romper room. Dude, I'll tell you what, this is more heavier than their last one, you know, but I don't know. I'm not into it. I just, it's good and all. I'll listen to it for the bass line. It's not one of those albums where I'm going to recommend anybody go out and buy. I actually will say, don't go out and get this. You know, steal it on the internet maybe, I guess.
I'll redeem you
know.
Guys. I'll play some decent Prodigy for the break.
Yeah, he'll play some decent Prodigy and we'll announce that he's playing decent Prodigy. Now, my second CD... Well, this one's kind of a bit of a bias, but I found this one also at Big B's, and this is Underworld. As everybody knows, I absolutely, totally dig Underworld. This is Everything, Everything. It's an import live album from their concert series over in, obviously, Europe, United Kingdom, and so on. Awesome stuff. I mean, I love Underworld, and that's actually not the right case. I broke the proper case, but that's another story altogether.
Fuck, man. Like, Jesus, it's the Lime album.
Yeah, it's not the Lime album. But basically, yeah, Minefield, someone's already requesting. basically, it's a great album. It's live, so it's every song that I've ever loved live. And the energy is so there. I mean, you can feel the energy of the concert. You can feel the energy of the performers. It's definitely worth it. Yeah, it's all
green. Are you serious? You got the wrong case?
No.
Even the inside is green.
Okay, that green case, the actual jewel case, is mine. I broke the clear case. Dumb shit. All right, so let me go ahead. Let me load up everything, something from Everything, Everything. Everybody knows Born Slippy was one of their...
Hey, my, danger, my.
Pretty much.
Yeah, everybody knows Born Slippy.
Train Spotting CD soundtrack. Anyhow, Born Slippy.
Choose a UCD.
Typical techno, it takes 13 minutes to get to an intro. Just wanted to point that out. We'll be right back. I think for the sake of everybody else, we're going to fast forward this.
This sounds like somebody took like a you know, like a microphone into a stamping mill, recorded a bunch of noise, and fast forwarded.
Maybe. You know what? I think I've made a mistake here. Hold on. I think I've made a mistake because everybody is saying this is boring. God damn it. I like the Underworld. It's not boring. It's good. But actually, someone pointed out one of their songs they liked was actually before they became truly techno. They were sort of like an industrial act. Let me find something a little more energetic.
Energy. Find find these folks some audio Red Bull and vodka. That's what they're looking for.
Exactly. Okay. Let's try this and maybe we'll hit something.
Hey, good intro.
I need to say this real quick.
What's that?
Be gentle, because it's going to change. Again. But this is definitely considered a trance.
I like this. Much more pleasant.
This is actually a mix of Cowgirl and Rez. Two separate songs that came out at different times.
Wow.
We're going to go ahead and let this play out.
And then we're going to go ahead and take our break. And Claude, I, myself, have some good music for my request from the Prodigy. Gonna have some.
Yeah, Minefields. And we're going to cut to break, and we'll be back for Matt Props.
And
Spank Wagon Radio, get your asses in chat.
Damn straight.
I'm
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble. Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop.
Well, that didn't stop like I thought it should.
No, it didn't.
Well.
Damn you, Windows computer.
Well, the chat room is saying Windows because they're all in the anti-Mac room or the anti-Windows room, it seems. I don't know.
I'm surprised there was like no, you know, dollar sign after the word Windows in there.
Exactly. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Only available at spankwagon.net, and I do believe it is that time.
Which time is that?
You know.
Oh, shit, we're doing that one now? All right.
That's right now. It's the unsuspecting time for Trencher. It is time now for
Dead Celebrities of the Week.
Our first Dead Celebrity of the Week is well-known in both life and death, of course. Cause
yes.
News was pretty big of him right there. Rodney Dangerfield, dead at 82 years old. He finally got a death with respect.
Damn.
Yeah, I know.
Real quick, tell him what was on his site the day he died.
Okay, true story, everybody. If you went to Rodney Dangerfield's website, I think it's
Rodney.com.
Rodney.com. The joke of the day, no shit, was, ugh, I get no respect. I bought a plot at a cemetery and the guy there told me, eh, there goes the neighborhood.
Exactly.
It was actually up on his website. Wow. Dangerfield, well, actually, before he also went in the hospital, he says, and boy, proven wrong one final time, he goes, If everything works out well, I'll be in here in a week. If anything turns out bad, I'll be out of here in an hour and a half.
He was out a couple weeks later, but
yeah,
still dead.
Dangerfield, who fell into a coma after undergoing heart surgery, died at 1:20 p.m. Which had everybody on the East Coast cool, because they're like, dude, Rodney Dangerfield died at 4:20. Woo! All right. He actually woke up. He squeezed his wife's hand, told her he loved her, and recognized everybody in the room. He was fully conscious, and then he died.
Wow.
So he actually got to wake up. He didn't die in the coma, dude. So that's pretty cool.
That's cool. That's one dead celebrity of the week.
That's right.
Rodney Dangerfield.
82. And if you want to know more, you've seen it on TV already, so I'm not going to waste
my
time.
We have a couple other dead celebrities this week.
That is right.
Let's first cover Janet Leigh, star of Psycho, died 77 years old. Hollywood movie star Janet Leigh, best known as the slasher victim in the 1960 Alfred Hitchcock thriller Psycho.
Psycho.
Died. Janet Leigh died peacefully in her home Sunday afternoon. Died in Beverly's home, Beverly Hills, surrounded by the daughters Jamie Leigh and Kelly Curtis. And her fourth husband, Robert Brandt. Leigh had been battling vesiculitis, an inflammation of the blood vessels, for over a year. Janet Leigh, star of Psycho, dies. 77.
77. Wow.
And finally, astronaut Gordon Cooper. People are going, huh, who, what the fuck? Yeah, he's not a celebrity, but still, it's pretty cool that, you know, he was an astronaut. Astronaut Gordon Cooper, 77, died in his home in Ventura, California. He was one of the original seven Mercury astronauts. He was one of the first astronauts to spend overnight in space, actually, at a 34-hour, 22-orbit mission.
Very interesting.
Astronaut Gordon Cooper, also 77.
77 as well.
And those are your Spankwagon dead celebrities
of the week. And I was also checking to make sure there wasn't somebody who like snuck up and died on the stage.
No, I checked that earlier right before you got here. I think it was like the 2 minutes before you showed up. All right, so that's Spankwagon Dead Celebrity of the Week. And now, the other part that everybody loves. Actually, wait. Actually, you can cue the music. But we got to point this out. Did you just skip the music like I just did?
No.
Uh-huh. All right. Everybody knows this is time for Mad Props, and we use our trusty, faithful clicker lickers. But tonight, we're going with generic Halloween Mad Props.
And I'm sure they're going to suck, because I don't like them. So tonight, in order to celebrate...
We have to make the distinction. These are generic clicker liquor pops that someone bought and put in the studio. Here's the original. Here's the generic.
I can't get that much audio out of them.
These are... Fuck this. These suck. I just threw mine. Fuck it. They suck. All right.
Those are horrible clicker lickers. Those are clicker licker whores.
These are the clicker lickers, man, like bastard clickers. There we go. That's a clicker This is the point in the chat room, or this is the point in the show in the chat room. We acknowledge your presence. We thank you for listening, and we pay homage to you.
You, the loyal listener of Spankwagon.
Or even the casual listener of Spankwagon. Still, let's give it up. First off,
I declare it loyal.
Okay.
So, first off,
he's a hired goon! Literally, a hired goon. Mad props!
Mad props!
He stuck with us through the techno. He was as patient as ever. He was very calm.
Calm.
Mad props!
That's right. We're going to have a happy little prop right now. Bob Ross style for calm. That's right. It's a happy little prop. See? And we don't. There's no such thing as a mistake. So if I actually take Clicker Licker's head off, it's not a mistake. I can put it back on her. I can do inverted happy props.
Okay. Okay. Coming up next, hey, he's going to be calling us here any second or any moment now.
When any we, moment.
When we get
call
to, when
in.
We need him
you
to.
Could win.
He may have to listen to us do mad props over the phone, but hey. Let's give it up for Chizzard.
Mad props. I screwed that up. I was going to try to work with his name into the mad props thing, but I screwed up. That's all right.
That was funny.
Your props were mad just
yes.
the same.
Yes. And let's say hello to Ikari in Hell.
Mad props.
Let's also say hello to 9 Volts.
9
Volts. Dever. Who the fuck is Dever?
I have no clue.
Home of the world's largest fake vowel. What the fuck, Dever? You're in Dever!
Mad props to you, but not Dever. Mad props. Let them buy a real city name.
Jesus Christ. Let's also give it up to the man who runs arsanime.com. To Mad Props!
You should like an anime tribute for his Mad Props. You should get like a live camera going and nothing like matches my words, you know, in the anime style.
Don't you mean just a regular dubbed over movie style?
Yeah.
Hey, this next guy, he's the man with the Mac connection. He'd rather listen to iPods than radio, but that's okay. Oh, it's Denver. Learn to spell.
Okay.
Shit.
We're about to hold a contest to rename Dever, wherever that is.
Let's give it up to the man, the myth, the Mac user, Virtual One.
Mad props.
Don't beat up their mic. That's just rude. Just rude. Let's also give it up to, hey, I got to tell you about his brother here in a little bit.
Okay, what's
but
that?
We'll give it a little, first we'll say and give our mad props to the Curse.
Mad props.
And there, ladies and gentlemen, are your mad props where we acknowledge you, the faithful listeners of...
You, the listener of Spank Wagon Radio. Of course, I don't know. I think you skipped over somebody.
They've been sitting idle in chat for ages now.
I see. So they were not present.
They have not been present. They have not been they have not chatted in the chat room. I mean, what good is giving a mad props to someone who isn't even chatting in the goddamn chat room?
That's a good point. So...
All right,
you will be punished.
To that, I think you need to be calling us. We'll be waiting for your call. Until then, let me actually just bring up Claude's little ditty this past Sunday, actually. We were at work, and Claude decides to go over to KFC.
KFC.
What did you get at KFC?
Well, that's not quite the way I would put that. What I ordered is one thing. What I got was another.
What did you intend to order?
What I intended to order was a combo with a large beverage.
Okay, fair enough.
A combo meal.
Duh.
Except, apparently, they don't have the same KFC menu as other KFC franchises.
How the hell can you not have a KFC menu and be a KFC?
Dude, I'm telling you right now, they don't. I've gone to every other KFC, and they have their combos. They're like 1, 2, 3, 4. Up there... Their combos are like A, B, C, D. I kid you not. It was really fucking weird. So, I thought I ordered a combo and a large soda. Instead, I got a box of meat and a bucket of cola.
What do you mean? Okay, give them a visual as what you mean by a bucket of cola.
Okay, imagine this. You're at the beach. You're a kid. You're out in the sun, and you want to make a sandcastle.
Yay!
So you have like a little pail, you know. You fill it with sand, you invert it, you know, you're making a sandcastle,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, take that bucket and wash it out.
Okay.
And put a fucking lid on it and fill it with Pepsi, dude. I shit you not, dude.
In the chat room, they go, a liter of cola? No, this was not a liter.
This was a lot more.
This is almost 2 liters. But the problem is the first thing I said to Claude... You're not going to drink all that, are you?
Technically, I didn't.
Yeah,
there was
you
a couple
poured
sips
out
left.
Like he poured out 2 sips. I'm like, Jesus.
Dude,
and then you had meat. What about the sides? Where were your sides?
That was the thing. I thought I ordered a combo. No, I ordered a box of chicken.
Just chicken parts. And
yeah, dude.
Ate like, them.
Where's, dude, I pulled up. It was funny. I go up to the drive-thru. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, can I get a number 3 and give me a large soda. I'm sorry, the mega.
Okay.
The mega Pepsi.
Okay? Uh-huh.
The mega size. All right, so I'm thinking mega is like a way PepsiCo can keep from infringing upon super size.
Fair enough.
Are you sure? Well, yeah, I'm sure, yeah. God damn, where the hell are you to tell me? You know, that's my first thought right there, you know. And apparently, you know, it didn't quite work out that way.
So you basically just got that huge mega...
At that point, I also lost hunger when I saw the woman serving me, dude. She was morbidly obese is a kind word.
Nice.
This bitch was a monument of what will fucking happen to you.
Okay.
I shit you not. She was fucking nasty.
And well, she works around deep fat fryers.
God damn.
Anyway, Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
She's absorbing the fat.
Hello? Hello?
Spankwagon, you're on the air.
Dude, we can't even hear you. Hold on. Someone fucked with the switches here.
Once again, we here at Spankwagon take the good time and effort to tune our equipment and some other asshole comes in and fucks it all up.
How about now?
Can you hear us now?
I'm so...
I bet you anything it's the one on the other side.
No. Everything's there. Oh, well. What can you do? Jazad, we know you're there.
Can you hear us now?
We can't hear you, dude.
I so can't
we
hear you.
Can't hear you for shit.
I am so fucking pissed. We had this phone system set.
That was brilliant. Will you not touch any of the buttons, please?
Shiny
you
guys.
Should never touch the buttons, Claude. Jazad, we'll try to do this a little later on, all right?
We apologize. Somebody fucked up our connections again. All right, get the hint and hang up.
Okay. God damn it!
I'm fucking pissed!
It worked last week!
It did. We had it...
Hell, it worked today! I fucking called into one of the shows today, and it worked. And I'll get to that. So...
They broke our input.
We're so sorry, Jazad.
Yeah, and I apologize to everybody for me meddling around with the buttons.
Jesus.
Yeah,
Christ.
I killed somebody somewhere.
Yeah, well, me, but... Yeah, we could barely hear him either. That was not cool. That was just not cool at all. Alright, anyhow, so earlier today, I'm a fucking moron. Yeah, everybody's out, sweet, yeah.
Yeah, I know, everybody hates my ass right now.
This is why we keep you on your laptop. I figured that if we could keep Claude away from any of the real difficult stuff, we'll be all safer in the end. Little did we know.
I apologize to the room for that, dude. Did my hair standing up? No, dude, but that shit curdled my milk.
Mine is. So, yeah, he was saying he was on a cell, and it's all staticky and shit, even though I got full reception. So, maybe it wasn't us. Who knows?
Maybe it was your phone. Maybe you have a bad
service. Yeah, maybe we're perfect. Maybe we're absolutely perfect. Anywho, so earlier today I decided to call now. One thing I think I was mentioning to you, I'm going to break down a few walls here. First off,
okay.
Everybody who knows, we've bitched about this in another show in the past. We were bitching about some of the people who posted the LV Rocks message boards.
God damn.
Damn, dudes. Okay, if anybody actually happens to be listening who does post in those LV Rocks message boards, get
LV Rocks message boards, asbestos is extra.
Jesus. All they can do is fucking bitch and argue, and that's all I've been reading. Every single fucking post now for the past 2 weeks has been someone with one side, someone with another side, and then like they just argue. 30 posts in, they finally go, "Oh, we're done arguing." Yuck.
Okay, and I know not all of our listeners post to the LV Rocks forum, and that's fine. But for those of you who do listen...
We have a link now up on the site, I will say. As I click put up a forum link, you can get to the LV Rocks Spankwagon LV Rocks forum, and you can navigate around from there. You're smart enough. Our listeners are fucking smart.
Like I say, dude, there's a problem here, okay? They banned a user named VOD who overposted.
Overposted and was just a retard.
You people post more shit about VOD than VOD could post about anything else. God damn.
Not just that, but look at the political. All of a sudden, one person posts, "I like, you know, Bush." The other person, "I like Kerry." Blah, 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 blah. Oh, my fucking Lord. Okay, let me just point this out to you. First off, say your piece, get done with your piece. If someone argues with you, counter their argument. Don't just berate or belittle them. Secondly, get a fucking clue. Look up your shit before you post. Every time I post something that has to do with political opinion or just anything in particular, I usually try to have it backed up if I can. Such as the fact that they were talking earlier this week about, hey, you know, foreigners should never be president. Another person said, hey, what if a foreigner was a president? Well, I decided to look up two articles, one reason why they should not be and one reason why they should be, and posted them along with my opinion and my commentary. This is how you run and you chat. This is how you use a message board, people. Christ! Now, I thought people just weren't using mine. That's fair enough. okay, I can deal with that. If no one wants to put anything into the wagon except for me, Akari, and a few other people, yes, you are acknowledged, and I greenlight everything, please. But when you go on a message board, dude, fucking use your brain before you post. Okay, that was my beef there.
Okay. Serious, like I say, dude, you got everybody right there. Everybody's arguing moot fucking points, and they're just simply arguing to argue.
Yes. It's almost as if, you know, that this is what they live for. Okay, I'm going to be the first to say this, and you could do this after our show and maybe after Hesh is done or later on tonight. Go the fuck outside. Okay. Just go the fuck outside. Get some fresh air. It's a beautiful night in most places in the world.
Dude, I feel like singing a song about that.
I'm turning your mic off now after that last mess you just caused. Don't give me the woeful eyes. I turned off your mic, and I'll be damned if I'm going to turn it back on for you to sing. Akari points out, Trenchard, you keep forgetting you're fucking sane. I know!
Oh, am I allowed to talk now? I'm sorry.
Well, you're not going to sing, are you?
No, I won't sing, but just remember, turning my mic off is like removing the fizz from soda, dude.
I like flat soda, you dumb shit.
I am the secret ingredient that makes the kernel good.
Anywho.
Fucking bucket of cola.
Dude. Bucket of cola.
Jesus Christ. Dude, Jesus has the Holy Grail. I had the fucking...
the bucket of gluttony.
Bucket of gluttony.
You didn't write that down like I said you should,
did
you?
Write it down, dude. It's not with me, though. I actually did write it down. It's on my iMac at home. The fucking bucket of gluttony, dude.
The bucket of fucking gluttony. That's
only the penitent man will pass. Penitent man is the one who kneels and has a cola.
Yeah, you're good. Hey, Dennis Miller, done with your rant? I haven't used enough big fucking words to be Dennis Miller, and I haven't confused half of everyone else, nor talk about
don't
football.
Don't get me started on that, dude.
So
yeah.
Anyhow.
Fucking Dennis Miller.
But by the way, I am a moron, though, and I will point that out. Today,
like having LeVar Burton on NASCAR.
Butterfly in the sky.
That's good, actually.
Seriously, man.
Hey, I wanted to point out, I am an absolute moron. Today. Wow. Today, you know what? And I know.
Are you recording this, folks?
I know I am. That's a sad thing. Today, I was actually calling in another show because I've been breaking down this fourth wall. I'm like kind of saying, fuck it. There's other shows that happen here out of this studio. And I called into one of the other shows.
I ignore them.
Yeah, we know you do. I called into one of these other shows that was going on this morning. And it was, first off, the two hosts did not know who the fuck the Thunderbirds were.
What?
Not the flying. You know, we're talking about the
show.
The TV show from the 60s.
From England, yeah.
Yes, they did not know that the Thunderbirds.
Are you serious?
One of the hosts even said, oh, the Thunderbirds. Isn't that movie with Bill Paxton? So I said, oh, I just had it. I called up and I was like, are you dense? What's wrong with you? You know, basically saying, don't you know what the Thunderbirds are? I mean, they've only been pop culture now for so long.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they get made fun of frequently, and the simple fact that they came back in a replay
live
form.
Action.
Well, the replay that they were doing on a lot of TV shows
or
on Tech TV before they became G4. I mean, how could someone not know what the Thunderbirds are? Because they were talking about the new movie, Trey Parker, Matt
Stone.
Sounds
more like they're talking out their ass, but...
Yeah.
Talking about Team America, World
Team
Police.
America, World Police, and how... and where someone else in the chat room said, oh, that's just a ripoff of this.
Yeah.
And it's not, really. It's its own unique thing.
But
they didn't
know... There's a
puppet
sex scene.
There's a puppet sex scene, yeah. They didn't know that the marionette show that was the Thunderbirds from the 60s, where it was all scale models.
Oh, my God.
Now, this doesn't make me the moron yet. Later on in the show, they have a contest. They do these contests every Friday and so on and so forth, and I wanted to win. It was dead comedians. I'm like, oh, this should be a shoo-in. I know tons about comedians. I get the first caller gets the first two right. Cool. All right. I'm the second caller. I get the first comedian, Rodney Dangerfield, given. Second caller, or second comedian, I don't remember who it was. I think it was someone dead.
Probably
Sam
like
Kennison. Sam Kennison.
The Lenny
third
Bruce
one.
Was in there somewhere.
No, the Lenny Bruce was not. The third one, though, I was stumped. Until I got back to my computer, heard myself talking, and I realized I didn't get Buddy Hackett.
Jesus, Buddy Hackett's dead?
He's been dead for a little while. Not too long.
Dude, I just saw him like on Hollywood Squares. Like,
it's magic
of replay. I know, never mind. Buddy Hackett.
Akari and Hal. Surprise, tension, remember post my 1-8 phone floor thread. Oh, you know, and I was going to get to that, Akari. Thank you. But yeah, so by the way, before I can actually ridicule other people with not knowing their you know, their pop culture. I don't know all mine. So you have to denote me one mark from the Cult of the Obscure reference.
Buddy Hackett's not pop culture.
You sure? I mean, I would figure Buddy Hackett being a pretty good comedian. I mean, I like Buddy Hackett. I like listening to Buddy Hackett.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying he wasn't entertaining. I just wouldn't consider him pop culture.
Well, nonetheless.
I would consider him more like old current events.
Old current events? Yesterday's news 3 weeks ago.
I think pop culture is overrated in what people consider to A, be pop culture, and as what is the guideline of past shit and, you know, what considers to be pop culture now.
Makes
sense.
You
know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's different facets of pop culture. There's stuff we look back on with a warm glow. You know, Cabbage Patch Kids, Rainbow Bright, everything that's in F.A. Shorts.
Well, F.A. Shorts is going out of business anyway.
Yeah, I know. Anyhow, Patty, maybe I just thought about that bad example. You know, things people are buying.
Yeah.
You know, and there's other ones, you know, like Britney Spears is, dude, she's up there with New Kids on the Block.
Good point. I won't argue with
but
you
I would,
there.
I would not consider Buddy Hackett to be pop culture.
Hmm.
No way. I mean... Yeah, no, I can't even go into that now.
Okay, well, still nonetheless, I had to feel bad, and, you know, I'm saying it here.
I like Beat the Bush, right?
I like the fact that I called in and did that. Okay, here's the funny thing. The best part about it was I called in and berated him for not knowing. I called in to play the game, and they didn't put the two and two together. That was the same fucking person. The first time I didn't use the name. The second time I called in, I just used my normal name, Mark, and they didn't understand it was the same fucking person.
That's cool.
That's funnier than shit. I didn't even use voices or anything. I was just like, you know, and the second call was, oh.
Well, I don't, in all honesty, number one, like I say, I don't want to really dilute the point of you actually having a moment of humility because I'll probably record this right here.
What do you mean I'm already recording this?
I'm sorry, I will obtain a recording of this.
Okay.
You know, you being, you know, having to say I made a mistake, that's pretty monumental.
Oh, shut up.
It is.
It is not monumental. I'll
now, on the flip
time,
side,
I
right,
make
flip,
a mistake.
On the flip side
But I'm
well.
Going to exercise some of Claude's ego and say, sometimes I win and sometimes you lose.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got to say about that.
Exactly. And like I say, I wouldn't feel too bad about, you know, not winning a prize from guys who you won a prize for and you still haven't gotten it.
Hey, what can I say? I tried. Let's see, moving on. We covered the Bucket of Gluttony. Actually, Akari also had something. You know what, Akari, he had this thing where he posted a picture of two cosplayers. Now, if anybody doesn't know what cosplay is people who dress up like their favorite J-pop culture icons. In this case, two people were dressing up from a scene in Final Fantasy VII.
Yes.
Akari decides to post the picture of them with a little bit of Photoshop work, and they added in.
I believe they're hugging, aren't they?
Yes, they are hugging.
They're hugging.
And he decided to add in a little bit of Photoshop goodness, and he added in...
A little line?
I'm drawing a blank here. Help me out. You're a co-host. So you're supposed
about
to cover
Viagra.
Oh, thank
me.
You. A Viagra ad line.
Yes.
And so what then ensues is everybody over 188 posts... of people complaining, first off, about the copyright and validity of the original image of the cosplayers, and then the legality of posting a parody. 188 posts of people saying, this is so wrong, because it's like their best friends in the whole wide world that they all dress up together and play shenanigans or whatever, and they're all pissed off, and then like one person was like, oh, well, you know, if this was me, I'd like it, and other people are like, well, if this is me, I'd hate it. Then why would you dress up to let yourself have a picture taken anyway? Okay, why go into a costume? Why run around looking like a goddamn video game to retard and let your picture get taken, only be pissed if someone decides to take it and make a little bit of fun of you? What? Yeah.
Okay, I can sum it up right now. You have no life, therefore you try to create one.
Okay, you're trying to create one out of dressing up like a goddamn video game character?
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck? I don't see any Pac-Man cosplayers. I want to see someone dressed up as fucking Pac-Man cosplay. Miss Pac-Man. Hell, we could do a transgender Miss Pac-Man cosplay.
Because it'll look like the Klan met the Rainbow Coalition when you get the ghosts together. That's why you can't do that.
You can make a
star. I'm not the Grand Wizard. I'm Inky. Come on.
Shit.
No, I'm telling you right now, okay? It's people that want to escape. It's the same thing for Wiccans, man.
Okay.
White magic and the goddess within. Shut the fuck up. You're lonely. You can't get a date. That's why when women find that special someone, they drop their coven. I'm serious, man. Dude, and I so can't say anything because I will explain to you off the show. It involves work. I have a perfect example of this.
All right, fair enough.
Okay,
we'll do it offline.
But let me tell you something, okay? Cosplay cosplay is like basically people that are afraid of, you know, magic, okay, and becoming Wiccans, because there's Jesus right there. You don't want to forsake Jesus, but you can dress up like, you know.
Okay,
fuck.
These two people were dressing up from characters from Final Fantasy VII. First
yes.
off...
They're trying to act out their lives through somebody else.
Well, not only that, but they acted out an old video game.
I'm telling you right now, I am telling you this for a fact, a matter, okay? You never went through this because you married your high school sweetheart.
Absolutely.
I so believe if you were that much more depressed about your fucking life, you'd be cosplay.
Oh, bullshit. What would
I cosplay? Yeah.
What the fuck would I cosplay?
I don't know, man.
Okay, yeah, as far as I could tell, I don't think I would ever really get into that.
If you didn't
even when I was depressed and single in high school, I wouldn't get into that.
I'm telling you right now, if you were more isolated or something like that and just slightly more depressed and never have met your wife, you'd be a cosplayer.
No, yeah, that'd be my whole thing. I gotta make a better costume. Fuck that.
You would, dude.
It's like okay, look, you're dressing up in escapism for your own entertainment? Huh? Okay, I'm sorry. To me, that's just sort of like cross-dressing light.
It's escaping their own shitty life.
Fair enough. I'll go with that.
That's all cosplay is. Of course, you know, the fucking chicks look hot.
It all's going to come down to the ass. Tits and ass. All right.
Now, let me tell you something. That goth cosplay looks nasty, dude. But you get some bitch with purple hair, pink hair... Pink.
Well, I think we all know what to spam Claude's email box with.
Dude, I don't... You know what,
man? I like this. Hikari just says, the cosplay community is full of a bunch of snarky, backstabbing losers.
Snarky? The hell does that mean? Snarky.
I don't know what the hell that means.
And he meant to say sneaky?
I think he said snarky.
Snarky.
There's a new word for everybody. Snarky.
It's like my boss that runs around and every time something doesn't go his way, dude, or something doesn't work, he calls it janky. Dude, you know, it's janky.
Yeah, I know.
It's
janky, yeah.
Snarky.
Snarky. What time do I have?
You got a fucking clock? Use it, bitch. 7:30. Anyhow. Yeah, but...
We had a studio troll run through here. I was like, what are we late? How's it going out there in the green room, studio troll?
Purple hair.
No comment.
Blue hair. I wonder how hardcore cosplay is. I wonder if those chicks will dye their pubic hair blue. I wonder what that would look like.
I don't know. Every anime that I see, every like manga and anime that I see that's like, you know, hentai, it's like the hair is perfectly straight. There is no such thing as...
steel wool down there.
Yeah, exactly. It's all straight and spiky. It's like, wait a minute, I understand drawing the spiky
hair on
the top.
Dude, it looks like a bush. It looks like a little shrub that's been trimmed out.
Yeah, exactly. Like a fur.
They take that... Well, of course, Japanese don't know how to draw... pubic hair, it's all blocked out every time they look at real porn. Hey, I'm just saying, dude. I'm surprised they don't draw vaginas with teeth.
Okay, you think they don't own a mirror? What, does all of a sudden the little square grid show up on the mirror when they try to look at themselves out of the shower?
I don't believe Japanese women are, like, sexually free. I think Japanese women have the adventurism of, like, broads from the 40s.
Fair enough.
I'm serious, dude. They're all the time. Oh, no.
Virtual One points out, Trench, didn't you play Sword Tag a few times? Yes, I am a lightning bolt player. I was several years ago, but I never dressed up.
But you were on that slippery slope.
I was on that slope. I played D&D. I remember.
Nobody accused you of doing it. They said that you would, though. See?
I don't think I'd go that far.
Everything's coming full circle, man.
Toe says, remember that this is Asian chicks. Maybe I'm wrong.
Ooh, yeah. It depends on the Asian chick right there. I don't know. I don't dig Vietnamese.
What the fuck? Where are we going with this?
I thought we were talking about Asian chicks.
Well, I thought we were talking about hentai cosplay.
Hentai, yeah.
Japanese law actually forbids display of pubic hair.
That's true. That's actually something brought apart by MacArthur.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about that. Remember, we talked about that on the show a long time ago.
Which really sucks, in my opinion, dude, because I think that, you know, it's not even pubic hair, dude. It's the genitalia. Pubic hair is it's a genital area and extends to pubic hair. So if you have a woman with mountain man bush, they could, like, block out her entire waist.
That's true. Let's see.
Ikari says, Claude, I have found out that, yes, some freaky hardcore cosplayers do dye the carpet and the drapes. How? I mean, you know. Well, I'm just kind of curious, dude. Well, I'm serious. What if
they use Scotch Guard the carpet and the drapes too?
That's disgusting. Scotch Guard is Elmer's glue with water. That's all Scotch Guard is.
I know.
I'm serious, man. Do they use Kool-Aid? Because I mean, real.
Can you imagine someone dumping themselves into Kool-Aid? They have orange legs.
Yeah, but, dude, you're in the middle of sex and they get all sweaty and shit, and their crotch runs.
And it's red.
You end up with like blue dick. And literal blue balls. Or worse yet, dude, it's like an ink pen. It starts like changing colors. Dude, it feels all orange.
Oh, Jesus.
It streaks.
Wait a minute. If it's Kool-Aid, you know, just imagine if it starts clumping.
I don't think they're going to leave the powder on, dude.
Okay. I guess I'm a retard.
That would make it bitter flavored, dude. You would then have to use strawberry douche to compensate. I wonder if strawberry douche tastes like
you go down here, woman, and it's like all Kool-Aid down there. You're like, blah, 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 blah.
I would just be worried if she yelled, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Break through a wall. That's a cosplay. There you go. The Kool-Aid Man is cosplay.
The Kool-Aid Man is cosplay.
Kool-Aid Man is cosplay. Pure and simple enough. Just remember that. The next time you look at Kool-Aid Man, the carpet matches the drapes.
Yuck. Every time I see that, man, I'm thinking about the Kool-Aid Man's dick, dude. I'm like, is that a chunk of ice in his bowl, or is that a wang?
Ice or wang, you decide. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio only at...
SpankWagon.net. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, we hit tonight's lowest common denominator.
Damn, did we?
We strive for that on each show.
Whew. Kool-Aid Man wang.
Hey, you ever had that Kool-Aid that changes colors when you mix it?
Yeah. I like Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
I'm going to like it a little less after tonight's show. I like Kool-Aid.
I don't think I can drink Kool-Aid at your house ever again because your wife makes Kool-Aid too sweet.
Dude, it's all about the sugar.
Nasty.
It's all about the sugar. Anywho, what else do we have actually on tap? Well, shit, why don't we talk about a little bit of the Spank Wagon site stuff and then we'll go into wrap-up.
She queefs at the dust storm.
Oh, my wife and a cosplayer. What the fuck are you going with this?
So anyhow, next up on Spank Wagon...
I knew I always wanted to kick your ass. You just keep giving me more and more reasons to do so.
Oh, that's not true.
We'll have an in-studio pay-per-view fight.
Live from the LV Rock studio. That means I got it. Who's going to be Don King?
I don't know. Maybe we can get some of the other hosts to do Don King.
Ikari, you want to be Don King? I'll get you like a
he's
wig.
Got the hair. No, he's got the hair. We just have to spray, you know, hairspray it up.
Fuck no,
we'll
dude.
Tie it with Kool-Aid. We'll leave
I'm
his carpet
sure his
alone.
Would love that.
Yeah, really. Hey, all right. Anyhow, site stuff.
Damn, everything's like turned off on these monitors.
All the monitors.
But anyhow, yeah, we have a lot of interesting stuff going on for the site right
dude,
now,
dude. Everybody out there, one thing I want to stress: we want to bring in more users and more sign up and more usability. So always, always remember: check out Spank Wagon, completely user driven.
Exactly.
And I'll say this all over again when we do the wrap up of the show, anyway. But I made some changes. One thing we are looking for, and I will say this now, is absolutely positively without a doubt, we'd love to get more syndicators. So soon I'm going to actually have a link up there because I realized, hey, if we don't advertise that we're out here and tell people that we'd like to, you know, whore out to them for a small for a small time slot of 2 hours consecutive. And
consecutive.
Yeah, they cut us in half.
The fuck, man? You know, there's a screw-up, you know. And thanks for playing. Up next is... It cuts right to our show. Good one.
Hey, you know what?
Consecutive. I think that kind of goes
if I could fuck up running one simple ad, someone could fuck that up. Anyhow.
Vegas. Vegas.
Wiggity-wiggity-wiggity.
It's like Batman 2.
Oh, God. Don't even go there. That's horrible. That is just fucking
scratching
horrible.
Scratching on the CD.
Horrible. But we are looking for syndicators. More information will follow, like how to get a hold of me.
Or me, because I am the talent.
Hence, that's why they need to get a hold of me. We know what happens when you hit a fucking button on this board.
Oops.
Holy shit! What does that say?
It says, finally got all the jelly out. Hey, Nigel's spirit is clean!
No, below you.
So 9 volts beard is clean, ladies and gentlemen. And it was only 30 minutes old. Yeah.
Wait, that was 30 minutes old when he told us an hour ago.
Makes me
that's
wild.
An hour and a half old jelly in his beard. He ate it?
God.
I think he hit the lowest common denominator.
Keep that man away from Goober Grape.
I think
that's going to be his prize next time I see him, a fucking jar
give
of
Give him a jar. Cream. No, give him. No, dude, you got to do it right. You got to go to, like, Costco or a warehouse club and get him the 4 gallons of jelly.
Yuck. I hate that shit, dude.
Dude, I don't care. It's not for you. It's for him. That's why you're giving it to him.
I ain't going
to
buy it, dude.
It's cheap.
I ain't going to buy it, dude.
Oh, okay.
No way. Somebody sees me buying that, dude, they're going to think, that's a fat guy, man. Look at what he's buying, dude. I will go out and buy a bottle of strawberry douche and a shitload of maxi pads before I get that shit.
I'm
not buying
show.
Shit by the gallon,
another
dude. That's going to be embarrassing.
Topic. Anywho, another thing, though, I'm actually working on the site is there needs to be an FAQ. I get too many stupid questions. So I'm actually writing an FAQ, and we are always begging people to go over to spankwagon.net. Anything you got to say, because we did it again where we're starting to run out of shit right at the end of the show.
Birch says he thinks 9-Volt has a nimble tongue to clean the jelly out of his beard.
Dude, he has like one-third of his ZZ Top beard. He probably just rolled it up, sucked off of the beard, jelly cum shot.
That's what I'm thinking. Oh, Jesus.
I'm going for the lowest common denominator tonight.
Damn, and I don't have the song I Love Bukkake loaded. I like Bukkake!
There you go. So, 9-Volt's got tears. Well, that's what happens when you suck on your beard too hard there, sport.
That's good, you know. That'll kind of loosen up the debris. Send that man.
Think about it. He's crying alone in a truck stop.
Take the no lizard stickers off.
What do you point over my shoulder? We got a caller coming in?
Oh, they hung up. Oh, well.
Oh, all right. Let's see if this shit will work this time.
Spank Wagon Radio caller, you're on the air. Fuck.
Apparently, it's not going to work this time.
Oh, I ain't touching the dials.
No, yeah, you can't touch the dials. You'll break shit.
Caller, I think they hung up, dude.
I don't blame them. Don't blame them at all. I wonder what the hell happened. Anyhow.
So many fucked with our lines. I'm so pissed. We had that perfect. Anyhow. Ew.
Like I said, it was perfect earlier today. Doesn't make
any
sense.
Jar of goober grape and an afro pick for 9-Volt's beard. That's what I'm going to get him. He can just sit there. Dude, he'd be cool, dude. He'd be like he could be brother trucker, dude. Walk around with a pick in his beard.
There you go. That looks stupider than shit.
Just wait. I'll make next time he's in Vegas, I'll make good on that promise.
All right.
Pick in a jar of goober grape.
Goober grape with the peanut butter and jelly. Okay. So that says, okay, you guys need to fix your shit. We know. We don't know
what
happened.
Yeah, we know. We don't
know. I'll deal with this
We have,
next
like,
week.
Multiple other shows that come from this other studio here. This was working earlier before. We don't know. So believe me, we are... Right now, we're acting calm because we're on the air. Just you wait till the show goes off and how much we will yell.
If the mics were accidentally up, they won't be.
We would kill your gain.
Yeah, we'd be pissed. So anyhow, I think we might as well just go ahead and wrap the show.
There's an actual smut shop in the middle of the truck parking area. That's very interesting. 9-Volt brings that up.
Why?
And we're talking about, I think it was Nebraska. There was a truck stop there, and some guy keeps getting busted by the police because he advertises porn to truckers.
Oh, yeah. He gets on the CB and says, hey, I got porn.
That's actually cool if they actually do that, and they actually have a porn shop in the middle.
Well, why not? You're dealing with truckers. Come on. If there's one guaranteed market segment you know is going to buy.
Oh, I know.
Except for the truckers who have, like, jack chick tracks.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about. That's like, you know, Holy Ghost trucking and stuff like that. Those uber religious ones, you know, hot rodders for Jesus, yeah.
Well, there's the racers for Christ, you know, the people who pray before a race and stuff like that.
But what I'm saying is I think that's pretty cool, man, because that's a pretty progressive attitude for the locals around there to have, you know, to think, hey, man, porn. I mean, granted, you know, it's not like it's anything radical, you know, like they're going to, like, you know, say, you know, everyone, you know, it's now legal to kill babies and put them on spikes, you know. There's a fine line, of course, but, you know, I think that's actually progressive for a community to actually do that. That's a big step, especially in these little, you know, one-horse towns such as Ohio and Colorado.
And 9-Volt then points out they have a peeping room. What the fuck is a peeping room?
I think he means one of them glory holes.
That's not a place you want to go.
Keep your eye away from the hole, dude. You will get it
knocked
out.
It's not a peeping room. It's not for an eye.
Yeah.
Well, unless you have a glass eye.
God damn, dude. That's nasty. All I can think about now is 9-Volt has to go to the doctor. How'd you injure your eye? Well, it's a peeping hole. Next thing I know,
that's a hell of a case of pink eye.
Yeah, hey, that's not grape jelly. It's not purple. Yeah, what is this, chlorine jelly?
Jesus, play the fun. What we have a new finale tonight, don't we?
Yeah, we're gonna do a different finale. I'm really gonna fuck you guys up tonight. You know,
we're changing our finale music.
Yeah, because you guys
apologize to Jazad. We'll deal with Jazad and his taste test later on.
Yeah,
I apologize, Jazad.
We're gonna have to get that taken care of. But like I say, we're gonna end Spankwagon on a happier note than our Sounds of Silence. So
we decided to. It was needed. I didn't realize it was this bubblegum.
Yeah, dude.
Does Spank it loop well?
Wagon. Yeah, I hope so. Anyhow, Spankwagon Radio is brought to you by Spankwagon.net.
Hey, everybody here at Spankwagon likes to thank...
I put my list away.
The hell did you do?
I put my list away too soon.
God,
I want to say to... first off, thank you to everyone in the chat room. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget, hang out, Spankwagon.net. Put your 2 cents in. That is your site to contribute to anything you can imagine. Also want to say thank you to LV Rock Studios for allowing us the space to play our little game here every 2 hours on Friday.
Yes.
Want to say a big thank you to our syndicate, our currently only syndicate, planetradio.us.
Although
we got some, I will say this, Calm, just go ahead and email me, and I'll get back with you. Planetradio.us, thank you for syndicating us. You have big fucking nuts, and we thank you for that.
Of course.
Also want to say thank you to Toe at ArtsAnime.com. I'm saying thank you because he's allowed us to basically leech all of his friends to being our listeners. We appreciate that. Hey, for Spankwagon Radio, I'm Trencher.
I, of course, am the quadraphonic Ayatollah himself, Claude Balls.
And up next, if you're listening to your favorite little syndicate or us, you can tune in to King Hesh. He plays some hair metal.
He is the hair apparent, and get it? Because it's a pun on the
Yeah, it's hair. All right, Spankwagon Radio.
Spankwagon. We'll be back next week.
Peace out.
Spankwagon. Thank you.